In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. Our Lady of America, pray for us. Our Lady of La Salette, pray for us. Saint Januarius, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The interesting thing about Our Lady of La Salette, she has a lot to do pointing to the divine will, because Melanie was Saint Honorable de Francia. Saint Honorable de Francia was her spiritual director. And Jesus taught Saint Honorable de Francia how to hear Our Lady, basically, through Melanie. And Melanie helped Father Enible get ready for Luisa and to begin to understand how God speaks to their children. So here we are today. Now we're beginning volume 16, 2, 28, 24. My daughter Luisa, I am. Here's God, Jesus using the name of God. I am. God is very busy in you, Luisa, for I am carrying out all the work of the living in my divine will in you, Luisa. So therefore it was necessary that I, God, first do it in you. Again, the first human since Adam, Jesus possessed it as the Son of God. Mary possessed it as the Mother of God. But Luisa is the first to have this since the first human fall, a fallen nature since Adam. He says, I bind all your interior in the unending light of my divine will so that your little human will may be connected to it and place and take its place in the divine will, expanding within it. It may receive all the goods that the divine will wants to give to the human will. So what God wanted from the beginning for mankind is now found in Luisa. This is the thing that's so beautiful. As you read, you know, at first you might not understand the depth of this, and because this is a new language, Jesus says, this is the language of heaven. And with any new language, you have to become fluent in it. And it's the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, the more you begin to understand this great gift. That's why I love the calendar. It's you're reading every day why this day is so important to Jesus Christ. This is what Jesus said on this day to Luisa. And as you read it, as you study it, you begin to, as Jesus says, it expands within you that you will receive all the good that the divine will wants to give to the human will. So he says this, you must know that as the divinity decreed creation, okay, as God said, let there be light, fiat lux. It issued from within itself that it was to give to mankind the gifts, the graces, the caresses, the kisses, the love that it was to manifest to mankind. So now Jesus is saying, I want you to get ready to receive this gift. I want to give this gift to you. I want to give this gift back to mankind. And just as it issued the sun, the stars, the azure heavens, and everything else, so it issued all the gifts with which it was to enrich souls. So here, Luisa is the first one since Adam. I mean, Jesus possessed it, the Blessed Mother possessed it, but the first human of fallen nature who begins to possess all that God wanted Adam and his children to receive. So he explains this. Now, as Adam withdrew from the supreme will, Adam rejected all these gifts. But the divinity did not withdraw them into itself. It left them suspended in its divine will, waiting for the human will to bind itself back to the divine will, to re-enter or enter into the original order created by God, why God created the universe. Okay. Everything, we have to go back to where we were before the fall. So as to place all the gifts established by the divine will in the current, in current with the human nature. So he says this, so all the fitnesses of love, the divine kisses, the divine caresses, the divine gifts, the divine communications, and my innocent amusements that I was to have with Adam and his children had not Adam sinned. They are suspended in my divine will. He says they're waiting for the children to come back. Okay, so what does Jesus do? The Son of God, the new Adam, comes to earth. The Mother of God, the new Eve, comes to earth. Why? To begin again where Adam left off. So first of all, we had to be redeemed. So then there's the kingdom of redemption. So first he talks about the kingdom of creation, all that exists, and now the kingdom of redemption, which we say at Holy Saturday, every Holy Saturday, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this? Because Jesus is the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. It's a new beginning for mankind. And we're going to see things that Adam didn't see because of Jesus being our new Adam and Mary being our new Eve. So it's this happy fall of Adam. So he says, my divine will wants to unload itself from itself these piles, these mountains of goods, the goods of God, that it established to give to mankind, to the creatures. And this is why I, God, wanted to establish the law of living in my divine will. So he says, this is why I have given you the book of heaven, so that you can begin to understand what I, the Lord God Almighty, want for mankind. And that is to place all these suspended goods back in force. God wants it to begin to happen between God and man, between creator and creature. And this is why I am, he uses God's name, I am working in you, Louisa, to reorder your human will with the divine, to get the divine will out of where it is, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin, all the doubts, to fill it with the peace, the joy, the happiness of living in the divine will that Jesus possesses, that Mary possesses, the new Adam and the new Eve. In this way, I shall be able to give the start, to begin, the beginning again, to place in current the many goods that until now have been suspended between God and man, that has been suspended between God, creator and creature. I, God, so much care about this reordering of the human will with the divine, and that the human will live completely in the divine will, that until I obtain this, I, God, feel as if creation has not had my primary purpose. So why did God create all that exists in the universe? Why did he say fiat lux? Because he says, I want mankind to participate in all that is of God. And that's why Our Lady came and said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. When the angel said, you're going to be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? I've vowed a life of virginity. I don't know man. I mean, how can I be the mother of God? And she said, I want to please God in all things, but I don't know how to do this. And the angel said, it will be through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she said, fiat mihi, let it be done to me as you say. Total docility, total surrender, total submission. This is Our Lady. Now Jesus says, I want you, this is Louisa and us, to begin to pray, fiat voluntas tua, may your kingdom reign in earth on this dust, breathe in me the rule of God in this dust as it is in heaven. That's what's coming. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. See then how necessary it is that we, triune God, restore our divine rights and that the creature return back into our womb so that we, triune God, may begin our divine amusements again. What does that mean? You hold a little baby in your arms and you're amused. How beautiful, how perfect, how spectacular this little thing is. That's what Jesus wants. He wants us to be again in his image and likeness, to amuse himself, to be delighted to fall in love with. But the soul must return there where Adam made our sorrow begin and bind himself back to our most holy divine will with an indissoluble bond. It's never going to be broken again. So therefore, the soul must dismiss his own human will. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's what Jesus is saying. He says, I don't want you there anymore. You got to dismiss this. Begin to live in the divine will. What is the divine will? Peace, joy, and happiness. This is why I am, he uses God's name again, working in your soul, Louisa. And you, Louisa, follow the work of your Jesus. Jesus, who wants to place in current the gifts, the suspended graces that are there in my most holy divine will. Everything's going to begin again. Good things are coming. And what the evil one wants is us terrified, worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, negative. God is in charge. God is the Lord. He is our Savior. He's our King. He's our Master. He's our everything. Read Divine Will and you will be filled with such peace, joy, and happiness that nothing will ever bother you again. Jesus is in charge. And he's asking us, he's pleading with us, do you want to go back to where the way I created Adam, filled with my image and likeness? Volume 17, 3, 1, 1925. Each additional act that you do is one more filament of your human will that you bind to the current of the eternal light. And that filament turns into divine light. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. So this is what he says. Every thought, every word, every deed, he says, everything that you think, say, and do is one more filament of your human will that you will bind to the current of what? The eternal light of God. Why? So that filament will turn into divine light. Do you see what God is doing? He's saying to us, I'm tired. Read the three appeals. I'm tired of the way you're living, he says. I know how you're living. And he says, I'm tired of it. And since you haven't come to me, I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to take all your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your complaints, your negativity, your sin, and I'm going to bury it. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to drown it so that you never have it again. And then you can begin to live in the peace and the joy and the happiness of heaven while on earth. You can be raised from the dead before you die. See, this is what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for us to trust in him so much that the impossible for us is possible for God. So the more acts that you do, adding more filaments, the more full, the more intense, the more bright this divine light shall become. Why? God is doing it. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, blink in my blinking, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing. I want you, Lord, to be the Lord of my life. I don't want anything to be separated from you. I want you to do this. So this breath that I used to breathe in my divine will, now I want you to breathe in me. So the Father can look at me and say, there is my Son breathing in he. Jesus is breathing in that soul, breathing. Image and likeness. This is what's coming back. Therefore, what you have done, let's see, I was talking to Louisa, is this divine light that you see. Remember I told you about the man who was, God gave him the glorified body for a day, and he was glowing in light. What is the light? It's Jesus. And what does he say? Why am I so happy looking at this life? And Jesus says, because we are looking at ourselves. Do you see what God is bringing about? Don't limit God. Don't say, well, I doubt that. You're never going to get it because you've already doubted it. God can't give it to you. You have to be like the Blessed Mother. How can this be? I want what God wants. Let it be done as you say. Fiat mihi. that surrender, that docility is to echo the Blessed Mother. It's not like Zechariah who said, yeah, sure, I'm going to be a father at this age. God said through the angel, you're mute. With our ladies, I want to do what God wants. How can I do this? How can we live in the divine will? Jesus has given us the way, and it's the book of heaven. Read it, study it, put this into practice. I can guarantee you, I promise you, if you read this every day, you could pay a communist to read the Bible. But if you read this saying, I want what you want, God, within a year, you're not going to be the same. You can't be the same. You can't. Because Jesus is speaking to you. Jesus is teaching you. Jesus is guiding you. He's leading you. But as soon as you limit God, as you're saying, well, it's not going to happen to me. It can't happen to you. You've already said no to God. It's like somebody, says, nobody's going to tell me how to live my life. Humani vitae, I don't need it. God says, okay, you've limited God. I can't give you anymore. How can I give you divine life when you don't even want human life? How can I fill you with divinity when you don't even want humanity? Don't limit God. Don't limit God. Give your fiat and watch what God will do. Read. Promise Jesus. Read a half an hour a day. That's all. Find 15 minutes and then another 15 minutes and read. And just say, Lord, I'm putting this in your hand. I don't understand this language. And God says, you're not going to understand it. You got to learn it. Okay, then you learn it, you study it, and you watch what happens. So he says this. Therefore, what you have done is the light that you see, and what is left for you to do is the void that you see within that same light. It's infinity. God wants us to fill that with love. I, Jesus, shall remain always in the midst of this light, and not only to enjoy it, but to bind the filaments of the human will to the current of the eternal light, because I am the origin. I am the foundation. I am the current of light. This is what God wants us to enter into. This is what it means to be Catholic. It means to enter into this universal life that is of God. Volume 17, 5:10, 1925. We, Triune God, called you, Louisa, with a special mission to be compensated for and requited with what all the others owe God. Okay, let's just think of your relatives, your friends who are Catholic but are not living the Catholic life. You are going to be given a special mission to compensate for and requite for all that your relatives, your friends owe God. This is glorious. This is standing in the breach as Moses stood in the breach for the Israelites. But this is standing in the breach for all mankind, not only your friends, your families, your neighbors, but all the children of God. Do you see what God is doing? And this is the reason why first we, Triune God, disposed you, Louisa, with a long chain of graces, and then we, Triune God, ask you, Louisa, if you wanted to live in our divine will, and you, Louisa, accepted with a yes. Fiat. That's what God is asking. Are you willing to say fiat to God? Binding your human will to our divine throne, wanting to know it never again. I don't want to know my worry, my fear, my anxiety, my complaints, my negativity, my sin again. I don't want this. With a firm purpose of amendment, I want to avoid all of that. Because the human and the divine will do not combine, nor can they live together. Now, that yes, that is your human will, exists bound tightly to our throne. And this is why your soul, like a little girl, is drawn from the supreme majesty, because there is your human will before us, Triune God, that draws you, Louisa, like a magnet. And you, instead of looking at your human will, occupying yourself with bringing onto our lap everything that you have been able to do in our divine will. And you place our very divine will in our bosom as the greatest homage that befits us and requital most pleasing to us. So what he says is, you, Louisa, you're giving to us all your worry, all your fear, all your anxiety, all your complaints, all your negativity, all your sin. And you said, I don't want this anymore. He says, this pleases us, Triune God. Finally, finally, redemption is now being brought to sanctification. Now, finally, the era of the Holy Spirit begins. Do you see what's coming? This is glorious what God has got planned. Glorious. And he's asking us to participate in this. Your heedlessness of your human will and our divine will that alone lives in you makes us, Triune God, festive. Your little acts done in our divine will bring us, Triune God, the divine joys of the whole of creation. So it seems that everything smiles at us, Triune God, and makes feasts for us, Triune God, seeing that you descend from our throne without even looking at your human will, and you are carrying our divine will with you. And this finally is the greatest joy for us, Triune God. You're beginning to live the life that I breathed into Adam. This is why I always say to you, be attentive to our divine will. Read, study, put this into practice. Begin to live this abundant life because in the divine will, there is much to do. And the more that you do, the greater the feast you shall make for us, Triune God. And our divine will shall pour out in torrents inside and outside of you, Louisa, to whom? To all the little children of the Holy Divine Will. That's what God's got planned. It's a new beginning. It's heaven on earth. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. We are living in the greatest times ever. God has saved the best for last. Volume 22, 8:15, 1927. Now, the soul who lives in my divine fiat possesses the unity of the divine will. And therefore, the soul is inseparable from all the acts that the unity of my divine will issues. You become that drop. This is what he says to Louisa. You are that drop of nothing, that drop of water, put into the chalice filled with wine. That drop of water enters into the chalice, fuses and diffuses, and it becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. Do you see what God's doing? The soul who lives in my divine will possesses the unity of the divine will. You're that drop. You're nothing. You're just a little drop in this vast ocean of love of God. Once you enter into this ocean, you participate in it. Everything in the ocean belongs to you because you belong to the ocean, this ocean of divine love. The unity of it binds her to God, and the soul gives me, Jesus, the glory of divinely operating. And it binds the soul to the angels, to the saints, and the soul gives me, Jesus, the angelic glory and the glory of all the saints. You participate in the angels and the saints. It binds the soul to all creation. And the soul gives me the glory of the heavens, the glory of the sun, the glory of the sea, in sum, everything in which my divine will operates. The soul becomes inseparable from the divine will and forms her unity with the divine will. You become that drop of water into the vast ocean of God's love. And you participate in this. This is why God created us, to participate in God. Not to be God, but to be in God's image and likeness, to participate in God. This is the glory of the divine will. This is what God has planned from the beginning of time. Volume 30, 425, 1932. What the king cannot do, I, God, can do by locating my divine will so as to give it to the creature as gift. Now, this is the gift that Jesus tells Louisa of the divine will, is bilocation. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's not to be like St. Padre Pio and bilocate here or there. No. The bilocating my divine will is to give the divine will to the creature as a gift. God bilocates into us. This is vastly different than the bilocation of the saints. It's vastly superior to the bilocation of the saints. So don't confuse it. So the king keeps his eye fixed on the soul, keeps embellishing the soul continuously, clothes the soul with precious and beautiful clothes in such a way that God feels enamored. And unable to wait any longer, he binds the soul to himself and with lasting bonds of marriage in a way that one becomes the gift for the other. Heaven, Jesus says, is the wedding feast. And Jesus tells Louisa, I'm going to marry the church collectively, but I'm going to marry each soul in the church individually, as if you had your own personal God. That's what it's going to seem like. What God is going to do is, think about this. Jesus came to earth for a bride. He came to earth to marry his bride. And what does he say? He binds himself with a lasting bond of marriage. And that's why the mystical marriage is just the beginning. The mystical marriage, we can possess the mystical marriage. Now, the mystical marriage, you have to understand, in the church is the highest degree of unity with God. We're nowhere near that. You have St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Catherine of Siena. God gave this to Louisa. God gave three marriages to Louisa. The first marriage was the mystical marriage. What Louisa possesses, we also can possess if we are linked to Louisa. And it's because of Louisa that we have this. And I tell people, get a ring, get it blessed, wear it. Accept the proposal of Jesus. Accept his proposal. He wants to marry you. He wants you to be his bride. He loves you very much. And he has planned from the beginning of time for this. Just think of it. He's going to clothe you in divinity. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. Jesus wants to reclothe us in divine nobility. He wants us to get ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And what he asks of us is, are you willing to accept my proposal? Don't doubt. If you say, well, God isn't going to do that for me, he can't. You've already said no to God. You haven't accepted the proposal. Don't do this to God. Say, Lord, if this is what you want, I want it. I want it more than anything. And I want to be your bride. I want what you want, Lord. Do you see what God's doing? It's a whole new beginning for mankind. On earth, exactly the way it's in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. Why do you think we're going through all these things on earth with, from the church to the governments to the world? It's because the evil one knows his time has come to an end. The evil one knows this and he needs us to cooperate. Sorry about that. He needs us to say, yes, good things are coming. With this on both sides, this marriage, they have the right to reign. That family acquires the bond of a relationship with the king. And the king, out of love for the one who has donated herself to him, that's us, hopefully, in whom he has donated himself, calls that family to live in his royal palace, giving to it the same gift he gave to the one whom he so much loves, his bride. You see what God's doing? This is, you read the book of heaven and you cannot believe how much our God loves us. He loves us so much. Volume 30, 6:17, 1932. Therefore, virtue possesses of its own the binding force to bind oneself to God. And not only this, but to bind oneself to the creatures in such a way that for one who exercises patience, her patience is bound to God. Then to those who have patience and disposes others to have patience, basically the way God wants us to possess it. In the same way, those who are obedient, those who are humble, those who are charitable, form the different categories in my holy church. What to tell you then of the most extensive bonds that one does and lives in my divine will forms? So he says, the virtues bind a person. Obedience, humility, charity. He says, let me tell you more about the extensive bonds of one who lives in my most holy divine will. Now, we are going beyond what God gave to the saints. How can that be? How can that be? Well, let's look at Moses. Let's look at the great people of the Old Testament. Moses, Elijah, David, none of them were ontologically changed with holy baptism. Why? It wasn't time. None of them received the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Why? It wasn't time. None of them received the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Why? It wasn't time. It's because they were bad? No. It wasn't time. Now let's look at the saints. Did they receive the understanding of the book of heaven? No. Why? They didn't have Louisa. It wasn't time. It wasn't my parents that had this gift, that was given this gift. God is saying to us, I want you to receive this gift of gifts. Why? It wasn't time for them. Now is the time. Why do you think Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno, time has now come to an end? It's the end of that era. It's a new beginning that's coming. It's glorious. It's magnificent. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to worry about. It's something to embrace wholeheartedly. If you believe what Jesus says about the marriage, look at the ring that you're wearing. Are you his betrothed? Are you the one he loves? Have you said yes to his proposal? Or are you still living, well, that's a nice idea, but I don't think it's for me. God says, fine, I'm offering it to you. See, the thing is, don't limit God. Don't limit him. Jesus says this. What to tell you then are the most extensive bonds that the one does and lives in my divine will forms. Okay, this is integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. The saints didn't have this because it wasn't time. Since she is present, now Jesus says the one who living in the divine will, since she is present both in heaven and in earth, she establishes her bonds everywhere, and with her acts, she binds heaven and earth and calls everyone to live of the divine will. That's Louisa Picaretta. And that's what God is asking us to link to, so that we can have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, not just the virtuous life of the saints, but the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that they gave to Louisa. To the foot. Okay, it's bound to the foot of the divine throne for my entire life. My daughter, when I asked you, you would consent, whether you would consent to want to live life in my divine volition, and you accepted, saying, I say yes, not in my human will, but in your holy divine will, so that my yes may have all the power and the value of a yes of a divine volition. That yes exists and shall always exist, just as my divine will shall exist. So Jesus is asking us, are you willing to live in my divine will? And you say, yes, I'm not saying in my human will anymore. I'm saying in your holy divine will. And Jesus goes, he says, this yes exists and will always exist, just as my divine will shall exist. So we're beginning to participate in what Jesus is doing, what Mary is doing. Therefore, your life ended. Get that. Your human will has no more reason to live. No more worries, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. And this is why I told you, since all creatures are in my divine will, in the name of the whole human family, you, Louisa, and those linked to Louisa, come to lay at the foot of my throne in a divine manner all the thoughts of your mind, all the words that you speak, all the acts that you do. Why? To give me, God, the glory of each thought, of each word, of each act, in your gaze, in your word, in your actions, in your food you take, and even in your sleep, all those of everyone, past, present, and future. See, we're doing it in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, as if all mankind is praying to God with your voice. The church already teaches us this. The church says, when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, in front of the monstrance, alone with God, you represent all mankind. And when you pray, God, you say to the Lord, let all mankind now kneel before you and adore you and love you and praise you and thank you and bless you and worship you. Have mercy on us. Lead us to live the way you calling us to live. Jesus is listening to everyone. Now when you say in the divine will, it's every thought, every word, every deed. So this is what he's saying. So your life must embrace everyone and everything. See, do you see why Jesus has saved the best for last? It's a whole recreation of the face of the earth. That's what's coming. Volume 12, 2, 8, 19, 21. Oh, iniquity of this world. You are doing everything you can to cast me, Jesus, away from the face of the earth, to banish me from society, from schools, from conversations, from everything. You are plotting how to demolish the temples and the altars, how to destroy my church and kill the ministers. And I, God, I am preparing for you an era of love, the era of my third fiat. You can complain about Jesus being banished from society, from schools, from conversations. You can complain about the demolition of the churches, the altars, destroying the church, killing the priests. Jesus says, I am preparing for my kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus is saying, do you understand what I'm doing? I have to give everybody what they want. I had to give hell to Lucifer because that's what he wanted. What do you want? Jesus says. Do you want to be peaceful, joyful, and happy? Trusting in me, believing in me, having confidence in me, or you following the way of the world. I am preparing for you an era of love, the era of my third fiat. This is what Jesus says. You shall follow your way in order to banish me, and I shall confound you by means of love. I shall follow you from behind. I shall come toward you from the front so as to confound you in love. And there, where you have banished me, I, God, shall raise my throne and shall raise more, it shall be reigned more than before, but in a more astonishing way, so much so that you yourself shall fall at the foot of my throne as though bound by the strength of my divine love. What's coming to the earth? God is coming to the earth. The kingdom of God is being established on earth. So he's saying, you can banish me all you want. I'm coming to reign. This is where we are as Catholics. We have to understand this. Jesus has allowed us to live at this time, to have total trust, total confidence in him. He wins. He wins. He closes one door and opens another. You have to understand, this is a glorious, glorious time to be alive. Volume 13, 11:26, 19:21. Therefore, another one from the same human family, by having a continuous connection with my divine will, by living more with my divine will than with her own human will, embracing everything with my volition, was to rise over everything in order to lay at the foot of my throne the glory, the honor, the love that all the others have not given to me. Luisa did this. That's Luisa right there. She's rising over everything in order to lay at the foot of the throne of God the divine glory, the divine honor, the divine love that all the other souls should have given to God. A true daughter of Jesus, a true daughter of Mary. This is what's coming. Volume 15, 12, 8, 19, 22. But do you know what was the first act that Mary, the celestial creature, did when she found herself before our throne for the first time? Our Lady recognized that all the evil of man had been in the split between his human will and that of his creator. Our Lady trembled, and with no delay, she bound her human will to the foot of my throne without even wanting to know her human will. And my divine will bound itself to Mary and constituted itself the center of the Blessed Mother's life. So much so that all currents, all relations, all communications opened between the Blessed Mother and us, Triune God. And there was no secret that we did not entrust to the Blessed Mother. This indeed was the most beautiful, the greatest, the most heroic act that Our Lady did, and that was to lay down her human will at our feet in an act that made us, as though enraptured, constituted the Blessed Mother, Queen of all. Do you see then what it means to bind oneself to my divine will and not to know one's own human will? The human will is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. So Jesus has given us the way to do this. Volume 16, 8, 16, 19, 23. As for my glory then, it is my own glory that I receive through the works of creatures who does my divine will. It is a glory that descends from heaven and rises again straight to the foot of my throne, multiplied by the divine will exercised by Luisa. As for my glory, then it is my own glory that I receive through the works of Luisa, who does my divine will. That's what God is teaching us. A glory that descends from heaven and rises again straight to the foot of my throne, multiplied by the divine will exercised by Luisa. We're learning to do this. Volume 17, 2, 15, 19, 25. Therefore, Luisa, since you are the little daughter of my supreme volition, I recommend to you, leave each act of yours, pray to the eternal ways of my divine will, as a lamb to the eternal waves of my divine will, so that as these waves reach the foot of our throne in heaven, we, Triune God, may confirm you more and more as our true daughter of our divine will. And then we, Triune God, can grant you characters of grace for your brothers, your sisters, our children. Do you see what's coming? It's a whole new way of living. It's really to be Catholic. It's really to participate in this universal life. And in it more than what the saints have received at this time. Why? Because now is the time that it's going to happen. And our Lord is asking us, he's pleading with us to just give our fiat, give our yes. Give your yes in the divine will. Watch what God will do. So we'll end there and we'll begin in 15 minutes in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.